27 killed and nearly 300 injured in Al Auda March last year. Palestinians and Syrians went hand to hand to the Palestinian borders to call for the right of return of Palestinians to their homeland. In the memory of the International Quds Day, that is considered an annual event for expressing solidarity with the Palestinian people and opposing Zionism, the Palestinian-Iranian Friendship Association, along with the Palestinian factions, organized an event to honor those that were killed or injured last year when trying to cross the borders.
The Palestinian-Iranian Friendship Assembly and the Shahid Association organized this event to honor martyrs and injured of Al Auda March that were ready to shed their blood for the sake of Palestine.
Participants stressed the right of Palestinians to return to their homeland. They also expressed their support for the Syrian government. Mr. Khalid Abdelmajid, representative of Palestinian factions, said that armed men tried to drag the Palestinian refugee camps into clashes with the government. But Palestinians refused to stand against the Syrian government that supported them and the resistance in both Lebanon and Gaza.
This event is the first event done in the commemoration of the International Quds Day. It is very important that we honor those who led the way and were ready to cross the borders to return to their land. Therefore, we organized this event to honor them and remind them that their dream might come true one day.
Sufyan Al-Abid, one of the Palestinians that was injured during Al-Auda March, said that the Palestinians would never give up until they retrieve the last inch of the land of Palestine.
What is happening in Syria now is because of the Palestinian cause. Syria and Palestinians have always been united. The Syrian government will never forget the right of return of Palestinians to their homeland.
Syrians and Palestinians have always been united in defending the Palestinian cause. Palestinians here insist that it is their right to return to their homeland and said that they are willing to do whatever it takes to get their land back. Rahshan Saglam, Press TV, Damascus.